Universität Hamburg.
So, thank you. My name is Thomas Moschny. I'm from Partech. I'm working in the software development group. And today I will talk about cluster reliability and resiliency and highlight the tools of our software stack that are dealing with this. So what does Partech do and offer to the customers? We do consulting. We aid the customer in setting up his system and maintaining his system. That includes software maintenance, proactive system monitoring, and cluster management. And we are also involved in on-site system operations. That means that in case of any failures, we have to do event management. That means local trouble ticket management and escalate issues to the hardware vendors, for example. So this is what our software stack looks like. In order to set up a complete cluster, you start with a standard Linux distribution. That could be SUSE, Red Hat, or one of the Red Hat clones. We have very powerful tools for setting up the system, for system provisioning. If the customer wants, we can add a parallel file system and a batch queuing system. We provide our own MPI together with process management and communication library. And we have a tool named Grid Monitor for looking at vital parameters of the cluster, like temperature values, for example, or load values on the nodes. But today in my talk, I will highlight the last two parts of that software stack. This is the health checker and the ticket suite, because these are the parts that are related to cluster reliability especially. So what is the motivation for my talk? Cluster reliability. The clusters today and on the way to exascale are made of an increasing number of components that are of decreasing size and thus of decreasing reliability. So that means any component you have in your cluster might have a very large mean time between failures, but if you put them all together, the mean time between failures for your complete system can drop dramatically. So if you have 100 nodes, you have one failure a week, which is certainly okay, but if you have 10,000 or even more nodes, then you have one failure or any type of failure an hour or even more frequently. So, and you not only have hardware, but you have also software components. And the critical issue here is that components may not only fail completely, but they may also degrade. That is, you have your job will run, but it will run at a degraded performance, or it will abort later. And you must ensure that this never happens. So what are the requirements? We start with scalable and tested software, like our communication software. We want to have a fault-tolerant software infrastructure. That is something that has to be done in the next years. So, for example, fault-tolerance MPI is one of the keywords there. We want to have redundancy. Redundancy would be best if done in hardware. If you have every hardware component twice, you have perfect redundancy, but no one can effort that. So you want to have redundancy in software. If there are any problems, you want still have the rest of your cluster running. And you need, of course, you need tools for automated error detection and error handling. After all, you also need experienced people that have very large experience in cluster management. We gained a lot of experience with the Europa cluster. You certainly know it has been set up 2 years ago, consists of 3,300 nodes with 26,000 cores and a peak performance of 308 teraflops. And this system is special in that it consists of two very similar parts of almost the same size and very similar hardware components, but from different vendors. We are running Linux on that with ParaStation, Lustre file system, Talkie, and more batch system. And the interesting thing is that we reach an aggregated utilization of about 90% outside maintenance slots. And how can we achieve that? We are doing that with the Health Checker, our most important tool for ensuring the healthiness of a cluster. It ensures that each node and thus the complete system is ready to run a job. So this is a test framework that is run at certain points, for example, triggered by the batch system and prologue or epilogue time, and tests certain parameters of each node that might be hardware parameters or software parameters. Also, the checks run periodically. For example, InfiniBand counters are checked periodically. And whenever something happens, we create trouble tickets, so the issues are not lost. We can send emails or SMS. We log all findings. The tickets that are generated are collected in a ticket suite. So this is very important. I told you that if you have one issue, an error, or later, even more frequently, you have to be absolutely sure that you are not losing any of these issues. And that's why you have to organize that in a ticket suite, and you have to also automate as much as possible. We choose Track for this. This is a very popular open source system for doing trouble management and other things, but especially trouble management and issue tracking. And we enhance that with our own plugins, so to interface with our own tools, namely the Health Checker and the InfiniBand Checker, and also to interface with what the vendors may have as support tools. Here is the life cycle of such a problem, such an issue. Our Health Checker detects a problem, and then this creates a ticket in our ticket system. The vendor gets notified. The vendor reports a fix that causes a ticket change, and then we have an automated tool that checks the node if the problems are really vanished, and if the node is okay, the ticket is closed, the node is set online again in the batch system, and is ready to run jobs. If not, we are in that loop with the vendor again. So this is the key idea behind that is that as much as possible it's automated. We have only one point, and that is this point here, the ticket creation. After the ticket is created, there is one manual step. Some of the support engineers have to have a look at the ticket and say, yes, it's okay or not. And anything else is run automatically. So we automate as much as possible in order to have a high throughput of jobs. Also, we can generate statistics. This is a very important tool. If you have a large amount of tickets in your database, you can certainly make some data mining. And we have created a plugin to the Track system to support that. You can see open tickets, ticket open or close rate, ticket residence time, time to action, and more parameters. And you can view graphs of this statistics online within your browser. You can compare multiple graphs. For certain components, you can choose time ranges here. You can export the data into CSV for external processing. And all that is done on the fly. It's very user-friendly. No pre-processing or configuration is needed for that. So our experiences within the 2 years of Europa are that those statistics, for example, are a very good means. They provide us with objective data about the system state and allows us to better analyze failure causes, because you can easily see which components are the ones that are not working perfectly. We have the special situation that at Europa we can compare stability and reliability of the components of the different vendors that are otherwise very similar. You have even such cases where you can see changes in vendor policies, for example, the transition from Sun to Oracle. Initially, we had many hardware problems, especially disk and memory. The health checker was doing a good job and created many tickets. That sounds bad, but was very good because we learned about the hardware problems. Nowadays, we are at a state where all procedures are very automated, very well known to all parties, and we can say, and that is my conclusion, that we have reached an efficient workflow by means of the Parastation ticket suite. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Thomas. First question is Frank Behrendt.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas, for the presentation. I'm kind of puzzled. Title of the talk is Resiliency on the Way to Exascale, and essentially you talk about a ticket system implemented on today's system, which is far from exascale.
Yeah, sure.
You didn't mention by a word how you plan or how you expect to upgrade, to develop, to scale your system from the challenges your software is facing with today's hard and software combination up to three orders of magnitude further on, you will face an exascale. So essentially the message I take from your talk, there will be not much to be changed. Everything is cool, everything is fine. So you may understand that I remain a little bit puzzled here.
Okay, so of course, in order to prepare for exascale, we must deal with the amount of tickets that flow in from today's system. And if we have the tools right today to deal with the amount of tickets that might not even be that low as we wish it should be on the Drupal system, then we can further develop our tools, and we have certainly projects in the queue, for example, for dealing with cases where many, many different events caused by the same failure arrive at short time, so for doing filtering and aggregation. That is work what is currently ongoing. So, of course, we are dealing with the scaling issue, but first of all, we have to make very sure that we can deal with what the systems of today present us.
Frank Pengling.
Thank you for the presentation. I actually has a similar confusion as Frank. So you didn't mention what's the risk when you grow three order magnitudes from peta to exa. But maybe I shift another question. Maybe you can take one of your most competitive competitor and to tell me why you have a better advantage to shift prior to your competitor to exascale. What's the advantage that you have?
So the question was, what is the advantage? Why can Paratek or the Parastation software stack deal better with the errors, if I get the question right? I think for Paratek, it's the complete solution. We have experienced people. We have gained a lot of experience. We have the tools in place now. We are very confident that we can actually scale because it is so working well today. We are very, very confident that it's possible to scale within the next years.
Thank you, Thomas.